Bob, first of all, could you just kind of sum that one up, length, et cetera?
Good game to win, bad game to lose. I mean, we exhausted everything we had, obviously, and Blevings probably has one more inning, and then you might be looking at Seth Smith on the mound. So it's a good game to win with, you know, when you work it in that fashion, you get some injuries, guys playing everywhere, come down to your last player, it's a little demoralizing to lose.
What is the state of your injured players?
I'm not sure yet until tomorrow. A quad and a hammy with the outfielders, with Chris and Coco. And, you know, Brett felt his foot a little bit, but pitched through it. It really was the last one where he tried to make the play that went over him that he felt. And he said it was tightening up a little bit, but pretty gutty effort by him, too.
When did the thought come up to have Brett start warming up, and what can you say, just expanding more on what he did for you guys tonight?
Well, actually, we were looking at, you know, trying to give Blev off. So it was actually a fairly easy decision to go to Brett. And, you know, thank God we did. We would never would have been able to, we'd have gone to a designated pitcher a lot earlier than that if we got, you know, just used Blevins and then not have anything after that. So, worked out.
Bob, it seems like we're still in April and you've used your entire bench so many times and taken the DH off. Is this, could you just talk about, have you ever been through something like this before?
No. You know what? I don't know. I can't remember before this season, maybe once that I took my DH out and used him in a game. So, you know, with the flexibility we have, we're making moves probably a little earlier in games at times, and then, you know, when you get injuries, now you're doing things a little out of context, but you do what you have to do to finish a game.
After the longest game in A's history, what was it like just watching Brandon Moss's home run sail out of the yard?
This was the longest game in A's history? Oh, all right. Well, at least we won. You know, we had a couple balls we thought we were gone, so you're holding your breath on that ball, too. You know, Chris's ball looked like it had a chance to go out. Somebody else hit one earlier, too. Donald Cespede, yeah, exactly. So, you know, you have a good feeling about it, but you're waiting until it actually hits in the stands because we'd been down that road several times.
What did they tell you about the ball Young hit? Because we couldn't really tell from the replay, but it took
They didn't tell me after.
Angle.
They just said it wasn't a homer.
Did anybody take a look at it in your clubhouse or anything?
I had so many different stories on that one that I don't know which is up and which is down on that. I really don't. I heard that there was no way it hit the bottom of the wall. I heard it hit the sign. I don't know. I still do not know.
Bob, on that note, Cespedes kind of admired his shot.
Right.
It ended up a single.
Right.
Young didn't really start running until it hit the warning track. And then Norris on the sack bunt, it ends up dropping. He almost got doubled up. Is that the kind of thing that you talk to the guys about? Is it a kangaroo court thing? Or?
No, it is. You have to talk to them about it. But you know what? We do play hard. We do run hard. Those plays stood out because of what happened. I think Cess just thought he got it. I didn't see Chris, whether he ran or not on that one. And, you know, Dino, your instincts just have you looking at the ball, even though you know you should be running. So, you know, it just a lot happened in this game that normally doesn't happen in one baseball game.